Duke. Okay, we are back at the Tanya. We're on page Tough Reish Hey. And at the bottom, by the next footnote, we're talking about the higher levels of should work. I don't know why. Talking about the higher level of Yira. And this higher level of Yira, the Tanya began to explain this idea of fear of God, where it's not something that's coming externally, as opposed to, let's say, a king. You have fear of a king, but it's not really the king that is the essence of that. But there's, you know, this external things that make him powerful. And more than that, but it's really internally Hashem's essence himself is something to be afraid of. Okay, number one. And also this is a fear that makes us totally nullified before Hashem, where we just feel like we just don't exist in front of Hashem. And, you know, it's an emotional to that, we said, was that you're in front of a holy, holy person. Like you feel like you're just totally not there. It's like you don't have any place at all. And that's what we're saying. There's an external type of fear which comes from the greatness of Hashem that fills the world up, so to speak, and you understand that he's very powerful. But still we feel we have a place. And then there's a much deeper understanding where we're totally nullified before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really we have no place at all. And that is this higher level that we're talking about. He's going to continue with this idea over here. And with the footnote, he continues. Umosi from Uvarakan, and the Tanya is going to add on and explain. Shayirahi, and what is fear? It's mipnimius ha'elokus shebasoch halamos, which is from the inner divinity, which is inside the realms of the worlds of reality. Dine mitzad etzam inyan. If we look at the essential aspect, dipnimius ha'elokus, when you get into the inner content of God, you can't get to the higher level of fear. Why? Yeah, it's true. They're guarding the inner aspect of Hashem. Everything else is considered like nothing. But a person who's reflecting on this, he still figures, the person who's thinking about these lofty philosophical things still finds himself in this world. And in this world, and we see that Hashem in this world is found that he fills all the worlds. And what is regarding the truth that there's a level of God that doesn't allow a place at all in the world for anybody else? Hello, but that doesn't relate to me. It's all philosophical. Therefore, the Tanya adds, "Shigam dargazu shel pnimis halukus." Even this level of the inner content of Hashem, nimtzos pesach lamas, is found in the worlds. And Kushmoshi Rabbi Samach, as he'll explain shortly, the af shechius olamos whom he asar mamaros shem chitzonos halukus. Even though the existence of the worlds comes from the ten utterances, which is the external aspect of Hashem, because that's the way he manifests towards the world. But the ten mamaros, the utterances that are uniquely of the high levels beyond divinity, Valpiza Nimtza, it comes out, Shigam Pnimas Halakus Nimson, it comes out that the inner contact of Hashem is in the world. And this is going to bring the nullification of our reality, and this will bring to the higher level. And this is what he has to explain, what's going on over there. So we'll see. It's not clear yet what's going on, but Tanya will clarify things for us. So now the Tanya says, and this is an idea that already was said before. Ola Amran, this concept they said, im ein chachma ein yira. If there's no chachma, there's no yira. So if you recall, that Pirkei Avos has two clauses. Number one, im ein yira, ein chachma. First, if there's no fear, there's no wisdom. What's that mean? That's going on yira tito. That's going on the lower level of fear. Shal yada yavala chachma. That will bring you to wisdom. And then afterwards, imein chachma, if there is no wisdom, ein yira, there isn't fear, that's going on, with wisdom we can come to a higher level. Now what does this mean? Now we have to now go in to give a very mystical explanation of the word chachma, which terribly translated in English is wisdom. Now we can explain what is chachma. How do you come to the higher level of fear through chachma? So it's like this. Now let's look at the word chachma. The chachma hi, chachma is a contraction of two words. You have the letters, the first two letters, chaf ches, if you reverse them, rather ches chaf, if you reverse them, it's chaf ches, which is shehi koach. It's the word koach, strength. And then the next two letters, mem hey, is ma, what. Okay, we have to explain what this means. But chachma is a contraction, it's like putting together two words, koach, ma. Power, what? We have to see what this means. V'ha-chachma, and now we find that chachma, there's a pasuk that says in Eov, me'ayin timtza. The simple meaning is, from where do you find it? But that's not what the mystics, how they explain it. Now he explains. Inyan ha-chachma, what does it really mean to be chacham, to have chachma? Hu bitul is self-nullification. That's what chachma is. We will say, ah, he's such a chacham. He's such a smart guy. Usually it means he has a very intelligent, he's got a wise wit and things like that, which definitely not be bitul. So that what we think chachma is definitely not. Chachma is the ultimate of bitul, the ultimate of self-nullification. Why? The zel shechachma, okay, look at where chachma, he osios, it's the letters, koach ma. So what does that mean? Ma, the word ma, if you think about it, in what context is it said in the Torah? Hu bitul. The word ma is a code word for bitul, for self-nullification. As Moshe Rabbeinu himself said when the Jews were complaining against Moshe and Aaron, and they said, what did Moshe say? V'nachnu ma. And we, who are we? What are we? What are you? It's all Hashem. We're not players over here. You think I'm the leader? I'm not the leader. Hashem made me the leader, but I'm nothing. V'anachnu nas ma. What? What are we? We're nothing. So ma is a code word for beetle. V'koach ma. Now we have koach ma, hu koach habito. It's the a force of self-nullification. That's what it is. Koach ma. It's the force of the person within himself recognizing that he's nothing. V'zel inyan chachma, that's chachma. V'alzeh nemar, that's what Eov, the deeper meaning of it says. V'ha-chachma and chachma, now the simple meaning is me'ayin timso, where will you find it? But ayin also means nothing. So you know where you're going to find chachma? Me'ayin, from nothingness, timso, you'll find it. Ha-chachma nimshachas mibachinas ayin. Chachma comes from the aspect of nothingness. V'alken gam hi'atzu b'chinas ayin. So chachma is an aspect of ayin, not ubitul, and self-nullification. That's where chachma comes from, you considering that you're nothing. That is chachma. Chachma koach ma, the power to say, I'm nothing. Okay, so now let's read on. Now here's a beautiful, beautiful shot now. Shaychusa shel ha-chachma bitul, the connection of chachma to bitul, to self-nullification, hikamru razal, as our rabbis say in Maseches Tomid, ezel ha-chacham, who is a wise man? Now if you understand, a wise man has to be someone who is mevatel himself. So, haroya es ha-noilad, a person who sees that which will develop in the future. Aroya said, oh, you see what's going on. So the simple meaning is, a smart guy doesn't look what's right in front of him. He says, if I do this, let's go a few steps down the line. What's going to ultimately happen?
The chess player.
And it's not a good thing, so maybe I should make a difference. You're seeing the future of what's going to come out of what you're doing now. So he's going to explain like this. Explains the Tanya. Veizel chacham, when it says in Maseches Tamid, who is a wise man? Harayas Anolet, who sees what is going to be give birth in the situation. Perush. Sheroa called Dovar, he sees how everything in this world, Eich Nolad, how it comes into the world, Vinishava, and comes into being, Me'ayin, it comes from nothing, Liyesh, from nothing to something, how? Bidvar Hashem, by the word of Hashem, V'ruach Piv Hashem, and the wind of the spirit of Hashem's mouth. Kamoshko says, V'ruach Piv calls from, with Hashem's spirit, his wind, came all the legions. So what is this? What is the Tanya saying over here? Haroya Esanola. Do you have to realize how everything really was given birth to by Hashem? The commentary explains. Hanoilad is Lashon Hoyve. It's a present tense. Haroya, he sees that which is being given birth to right now. Vahainu, it means Sheroa, he sees Kol Dovar, Eich Nolad, how it is coming in, how it's being given birth to, Kol Rega Rega, every moment. Harasa, he sees that everything, Hashem is putting everything in existence, recreating everything in existence that moment. As it's explained in greater detail in another work of the Tanya, Sheish Hevdol Gadol is a big difference from Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz, between the creation of heaven and the earth, and to a craftsman who makes a utensil. What's in what Hashem makes and what we make? Shulman, if a craftsman, let's say Mr. Olympus, who made this wonderful recording device. So guess what? He makes this. Now Mr. Olympus can be dead and buried. The company can be broke. The company's Chapter 11 ceases to exist, and guess what? This recorder outlives the company. Has nothing to do with the manufacturer now. It's working. It exists by itself. That's not the case with heaven and earth and everything that's inside of it. Lo nasu mitzius, it was never given its own independent entity. It was created. And those utterances of Yehi Or and Yehi Rikia, Mamshichim lahavayosam, they continue to give them existence. When Hashem says, "Let there be light," it's a voice of God's will. That's a constant will that keeps saying, "Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there
all
be light."
All the time,
every moment, Hashem recreates reality every moment.
One could say the tape recorder only exists because God.
Same thing. Same thing. Everything is, and of course, we know this now. Science has proven this to us. By us looking at things at the atomic level, and the science is telling us that protons, neutrons, electrons—they're going around like crazy. Right now, who's making a move? So, what does the physicist say? Nature. Wait a minute! It's too good to be nature. It always keeps going. Why does it just get tired and want to go on a cruise to the Bahamas? Say, I'm tired of this. No. So what would happen if it would stop? What would happen if that neutron or whatever you call it, you know, wouldn't move?
We're all made up of nothing.
So now Hashem is energizing every moment. That's the utterances. So now Ve'im Hoyim is talking about Hashem's energy would pull away. Hoy Olam Ayin, the world would be nothing. We have a zero. Come on, just like before creation. Right? So now he gives another nice analogy. What's the famous analogy? Who misrikas evan mulatam? Let's say you take a rock and you throw it up. Shapula salicha, the action of the casting milmatul mala from the bottom to above. Tsrika lagia tamid lakasapol. It has to be hitting that activity. In other words, why is the rock going more? Because the energy force I put into it. But eventually, that energy force is going to stop. Whatever that's called, I don't know if that's not inertia, I don't know what it is. That force that you had to push it up.
Additional inertia, yeah.
But when the force stops, what happens? Tipul Evan Lamata, the rock falls. Vitis Batapul, and the action is finished. And that's the way it is with creation of the earth. Shal Yadah, Nasol, Vitis, that's how the world has its existence. But Shitshricha Tomid, constantly is Hashem's. It's like throwing up the rock and it just keeps going up. And it never goes down. How could that be? That's if there's an energy, an inertia that doesn't stop. So that's the inertia that's keeping us alive. So that's a chacham is haroya. He sees as hanola that which is being given birth to at every moment of existence. That's the chacham. The chacham realizes that my existence is only because Hashem constantly is willing my existence. So I have to realize that I really have nothing to my existence. It is all Hashem, 100% Hashem, and I totally self-nullify. Now, this does not contradict the famous shot in Pirkei Avos. Eizel Chacham, what does Pirkei Avos say? Who's a wise man?
Who learns from everyone.
Who learns from others. That also is total self-nullification.
Because you are negative.
If you think you're a big guy, I don't have to learn from anybody. What are you talking about? That means you're a somebody. You're with Speedy. Speedy makes you a somebody. So it's in Judaism, you're a nobody. You're a nobody, but that will make you a somebody. But anyway, that's the same idea. Who's going to ask somebody else, a young whippersnapper, to know pshat in the Gemara? If you feel that you're a nobody, then you're going to do that. So that's a true chachma. What does the Rambam say? The ultimate knowledge is what? It's to know you know nothing. That's the ultimate knowledge, right? So that's a true chacham. Right, so now, if you don't have any yira to begin with, if you don't have lower level yira, you're never going to come to this idea that you're a nobody. But once you come to this idea you're a nobody, then you can come to the higher level of fear, where you feel you have no reality at all. All right, that's the point Pirkei Avos is saying. Continues at Tanya on the top of page Tafrei Zayin, the next line. Let's wait for one more paragraph. V'ilazos, and to this, Harei Hashemayim V'aretz, the heavens and the earth, the Chol Tzvam and all the hosts, B'Teilim, are nullified, B'Mitzias Mamish, totally of their realities. They're totally nullified to what? B'Dvar Hashem, to the word of Hashem, Baruch Piv, and Hashem's spirit. Explains, Kivon Shekol Mitziasim, Himi Dvar Hashem, since all their reality comes from the word of God, Harehem Atzvam, Ayin, they themselves are nothing, V'Efes, U'B'Teilim Mitzias, are totally nullified in reality. We come up with Mashal Shrika 7, just like the throwing of the rock. Hare Ein Zerak, Shiba Kalosa Koch Tispat Pula. It's not just that at the end of the force, the activity stops. But more than this, Gam Kasher Koch Poel, even when the force is acting, Hiluch Evan, making the rock go. Hare Gam Oslo Nas Evan Malachas. It's still not a rock. The rock isn't a rock that's moving. Right? You think, can the rock boast? Look how fast I'm going. I don't even look how fast you're going. Somebody threw you. Oven, the stone's like any other stone. So, you know, don't say, I'm a speedy stone. Upa'ula salicha, but that activity of movement, you can't relate it to the stone, but to the force that was impacting upon it. Shekoch tov, it's the force that's pushing it. So even when the rock is moving, it knows it's not moving. It's the force that threw it. That's in the reality as well. If that power of giving us existence would stop, you all are mindless, the world be nothing. Move on, therefore it's understood. Even when the action is moving, when things are alive and they are engaged and they're happening, but their reality isn't of the world's reality. The world is not what we call found. It's even now. Vegamato, and now who Ayin Vevis is nothing. Vamitzias Mesiches, the whole reality totally can relate only Labore to the Creator, Sha'omer, who says, Yehi, or let there be life. Light. So this is the concept of this higher level of Yira that comes from a Koach Ma. Saying, Koach, my, the power that exists, Ma, is nothing. That is the ultimate wisdom that comes. Now, really, that you have to understand even more than that. So what about the good old-fashioned chokhmah? The guy thinks of an amazing idea. Right? You didn't think of the idea. Hashem thought of the idea. Hashem thought of the idea. Right? And that's that first aspect of chokhmah. The ultimate chokhmah is to understand that there's no reality. That's the ultimate chokhmah. Then it's got to be developed. Then you have to have bina. Bina has to go with that to make some sense out of it all. But that is the ultimate chokhmah that exists. And without chokhmah, ain yira. You don't have the higher level. But if you don't have the lower level, you don't have the lower level yira, you'll never come to this honest chokhmah of understanding you're nothing. But when you're in the position of understanding you're nothing, then you can come to the higher position of understanding what real yira is. Not just afraid that Hashem is watching everything and he's seeing everything and all those realities, but much deeper, that there is no reality. Yes, now we could take a question.
Okay, so I mean, I certainly appreciate that we recreated every moment, our existence depends on Hashem every moment, but are we not also made up of our choices? So is there an existence to us that relates to what we choose to do with what Hashem gives us?
First of all, it's very minimal, and it really is, and it only exists because Hashem gives us the ability to make choices too. Even our ability to make choices is only because Hashem gives us the ability to make choices.
The ability, but still the choice.
Okay, so you made the choice. So what? But you haven't done anything. You don't do anything.
You
don't.
You're still a flying rock.
So what does that do to self-esteem?
It puts you down.
No, to self-esteem. Self-esteem means I'm connected to a very high reality. I'm connected to a very high reality. You know, I am connected to an infinite reality.
Every aspect of this world is created to that same reality the way.
Yeah, but I'm able to impact on that reality. Hashem does allow me within that way to impact reality. But he allows me to do it.
But is the impact we do our choice? Or is the impact
it's our choice. Hashem doesn't make the choices for us.
I guess I'm starting to get at.
We make the choices, but that's all we do. So let's not be too arrogant. You have a lot of money, has nothing to do with you. Has nothing to do with you.
Understand.
Even the choices you made has nothing to do with you. The fact you're strong and fit has nothing to do with you.
Right. You use that to lift furniture to help someone out as opposed to lifting...
So you're doing good things in this world. That has to do with you.
Okay.
But that minimizes your arrogance. You have a true realization of what's going on over here. And the truest reality is to connect yourself to that truest reality, which is Hashem.
There's a whole thing about I'm dust and the world was created for me.
That's right. You have to hold on to both.
But this is, it's Chochmah being a dust. This is the lower level of understanding.
Yeah.
Chochmah? Oh my goodness.
It's Yesh Mayah should be I am Yesh. It's not nothing from something, really.
It's the Yesh, there's something, May I came from nothing. So whatever my something is, is rooted in nothing.
Yeah. But we're nothing.
Now you have to know what to do with that. Mm-hmm. So then you're going to need the Bina. Then you're going to need the Das. You know, mm-hmm. This is all very nice philosophically, but you have to live in that reality.
Right.
Das is already living in that reality. Right? Now that I know that that's what Hashem, the reality is, so what does my Bina say? Well, therefore I should be behaving in a certain way. You have to come to an understanding of what the purpose of your life is, and then you have to start living it, right? So therefore, if you're in a situation that you're not happy with, well, if a person has chachmah, you realize Hashem is doing everything here, so and he only does things for the good. So what am I upset about? It's not, I had all kinds of plans. What do you mean I have all plans? You know, your plans are nothing, man, because you're really nothing. So forget about your plans. There's only one plan. To serve God the way he wants you to serve him. So he wants you to serve him with a hurting arm. That's what he wants you to do right now.
That's my job.
That's your job. He said, this is your job right now, to be an Eved Hashem with an arm that hurts. That's all. And it's the best thing for you. Of course, the Torah says, try to heal it. But in the meanwhile, don't wallow in your disappointments. You have to realize that, you know what, if Hashem wants, you wouldn't be around, you'd not even here at all. So the situation is what Hashem is manifesting for you. Now, Mosiv Levar, now he's going to add on and explain. Should be Tulam, this nullification even goes further. Next line of the Tanya. Ukelo mamish, and like nothing at all. Chashiv is considered ve'ayin and nothing ve'efes mamish. Mamish nothing. Kibitul or, like the nullification of light. Fiziv HaShemesh, like the rays of the sun. Beguf HaShemesh Atzma, in the essence of the sun itself. What does he mean with all this? Or HaShemesh, let's take a look at the light from the sun. Shemichutz LaShemesh, that spreads from the sun. You have what we see here is light, but it all is coming from the sun. It's all from the sun. Gam hu, if you think about it, batal el Hashemus. It's nullified to the sun. She'or tzorech tamid es Hashemus. The light always needs the sun. Kashemus shukas, when the sun sets, ain't there's no light. Imagine, ask the light. Like, here's the light, right here. An interview with the light. Okay, what do you think about your existence? Oh, I'm amazing. I'm so amazing. I can make everybody see. Yeah, really? You taking credit for this? Well, not really, because really it all comes from the sun. As soon as the sun sets, I stop existing. Right? But it's more than this. Right? V'nimtza sh'or eina metzias is the light. Is light reality? Right? Is the light reality? I don't know. I don't know if in, scientifically how they would look and analyze the light that comes from the sun. But whatever it is, it's all coming from the sun. If you put a curtain in front of the sun, the light's gone. Just like the rock that was thrown, its movement depends on the force that moved it.
That's right. Light has no mass. Light has no physical things. It's by its definition, it's infinite.
Right. Vechein hu ba'or. That's what it is with light. She'eim mitzios. It has no independent existence. El mitzios shemus just totally relates to the sun. El should we come on? Still and all, yeshkar. There is light. You can't deny that there's light. And there's something that is added on, as it were, to the sun, as it were. The sun itself is 93 million miles away from us. The light is the sun's power spreading into this world. So it's like the sun has increased. But what about the light when it's inside the sun? Right? Hare abito, so it's nullification, but often nala hare, much deeper nullification. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different reality of nullification. Bito b'mitzias mamash, totally nullified. Right? So even a ray of light seems to be outside the light. But if you go inside the sun, it's inside the sun. Often bitul abriel of Hashem, this aspect of the nullification creation to the word of Hashem, ena ba'ofen abitul shel or Hashem shemechuz. It's not the idea of nullifying the light ray that's nullified outside to the sun. It's not even that, he's saying. Ela kebitul or Hashem shemechuz. It's like nullifying the light that's inside the sun. Because the word of Hashem gives existence to all creatures, not like the sun, not at a distance. Even though the light always needs the sun, but the light's in another place. By definition, is the light's in planet Earth? Yes. Is the sun in planet Earth? No. So the light's in a different place than the sun. So he's saying this, the nullification isn't even like that. It's much more than that. Elohisavus and Ivroim, the existence of creatures, he boven shein and ivra b'makom acher. It's not like creatures are another place. They're found inside the word of Hashem. For us, hi, who butler, he's totally nullified. Bito b'metzias mamish. Its reality is totally nullified. One more line. So, and that's the idea. As I was saying again, with the atomic structure within the human being, it's like there's atoms inside me, and everything that's there, and it's Hashem making it happen. Right here, it's not far away. Hashem blew a spirit into me. Hashem's over there, and I'm over here. It's the reality every moment. It's energizing every second. Mamish, it's all Hashem. There's nothing that is to me. The ability to think is from Hashem. The ability to make free choices is from Hashem. The only part that I have is the free choice I make. That's the only part that's me. Now, so it's the next line of the Tanya. And the person should not take himself out of the rule. Shigam gufo, that also his body, v'nafsho, soul, v'ruch, and spirit, v'nishmaso, these different levels, b'teilim, v'tzuspers, they're all nullified to Hashem. Every aspect, physical and spiritual aspect. When you think about the nullification of creatures, but he doesn't think about himself, That's not going to help. If you reflect on everything else but not on you, it's not going to cause nullification. You got to think, you have to know how you are nullified to the word of Hashem. That is, if there's no chachma in here, there's no yira. If he's a chacham, when you see what is, how things come into existence, every creature comes from Hashem. If a person is totally incorporated in the root of what he is, you feel the nullification. Then you have this higher fear of total shame, total nothingness, because it applies to you 100%. And this is the type of year we're talking about, where you totally realize that you are absolutely nothing. All these things are just ridiculous. The only thing of has any value is doing the will of Hashem. That's the only thing that you can do. Everything else is ridiculous. And that's total nullification before Hashem. That's totally your total understanding reality in the deepest way. Okay, therefore you don't waste your time on a lot of things. You know, when a person has to get ready for Shabbos, and the Gemara says that whatever you spend for Shabbos, there's nothing to pay it back. So what are you looking at prices for? You think I look at prices when I go to shop for Shabbos? I don't even look at the prices. So the things are expensive. So they're expensive. So what? It's for Shabbos. I don't exist anyway. The tomatoes don't exist anyway. It's all the will of Hashem. So what does it matter? So that's how you have to start looking at it. Somebody insults you. What does it matter? Who insulted me? Nobody. Well, nothing insulted me. A person who in a moment could cease to exist. In 1 second. Who has no existence. So I know it was Hashem who insulted me. Hashem wanted me to be insulted. That's all. It's a whole different way of looking at the world. All right, we're going to stop over here. And we'll continue this aspect more. Now he's going to soon finish. Is even one more aspect of Bittul. And then after that, he's now going to move to the two levels of love. Now that he's complete. And then there's a long footnote that's going to kind of review all these ideas of fear that we have. Okay. Go ahead. So let's say...